Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. It's always our delight to have you on board. We always look forward to this journey together as we face the issues. Let me remind you that this program is designed around what I like to call the Q&A process, question and answer. I'll set the stage, give the monologue, talk about the issues, and allow you the opportunity to call in, join the dialogue and the discussion. Some may agree, some may disagree. That's all right. We're not going to be disagreeable. Let me remind you, the telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comments, your insight on the subject that we're discussing. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. It's not based on political ideological bent. It's not based on denominational dogma. Our discussion of the issues are based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Today we're going to be talking about our country, the Constitution, and the Church. Our country, the Constitution, and the Church. We're going to be talking about what's happening in America, what has taken place, how it has caused a tectonic change in American culture, American business, American life. We're going to be talking about the curative for that, and that is our Constitution. And we'll talk about today how all of this has affected the church, indelibly so. So let me ask you to put your thinking caps on, be analyzing where you are on these issues. We're talking about the end result of what's happened as far as the coronavirus and the lockdown across America, the wannabe tyrants and the positions of mayors and governors across our nation. What's taking place today with the businesses trying to reopen? And as they try to reopen, there's the forced closure, the cancellation of license, the turning off of water and other utilities to force compliance with the shutdown of America. Is it constitutional? How does it affect us? How does it affect the church? How should we respond as Christians today in our society? Keep in mind that Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness means rightness before God, and exalteth means to lift up, to glorify, to honor. Righteousness, that is, to be right before God, lifts up, glorifies, and honors a nation, but sin is a reproach, a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. And may I suggest to you, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching that with our eyes today as it transpires across America. We need to turn to truth. That's the Word of God. Jesus says to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus makes a declaratory statement in John 14:6 and in John 17:17, where Jesus says, I am truth. And then he says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. And so, ladies and gentlemen, may I commend to you the truth of the Word of God. I don't know any better source book to go to find answers, directions, and illumination for life's issues and problems each and every day in your life and in mine. God's Word's filled with the roadmap and the directions for us to live by. The question is, are we in the Word of God? It's a whole lot better, I believe, to turn to the Word of God and read the Scripture than to listen to the Communist Network news and try to understand what we should do, what we should not do. We need to look for truth, to listen for truth. It was George Orwell a number of years ago said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And if you've not discovered that, then you've not been standing for the infallible Word of God, the truth of the Word of God. It was the 15th century church reformer and theologian, Jan Hus, that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And may I challenge you with that once again on this broadcast today? As Christians, we need to seek the truth and listen to the truth. We need to learn the truth and love the truth, tell the truth and live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying this as a bizarre statement or something that's macabre in any fashion, but there's coming a day, I believe, that we will need to stand for truth, even if we have to stand alone, especially as Christians in a dark and decaying, dying society in which we're living in. Yes, the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, and all of this will be over. We'll be suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world. But there's 7 years of tribulation before a world that said no to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And we need to speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen, and share the truth of the Word of God while there is yet opportunity in society. We need to be watchmen on the wall, ladies and gentlemen. Warning of things to come, warning of what the Word of God says, warning of the dangers ahead. If we do not stay tuned, listen to, and follow the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full equipment line for homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. They also carry the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with full line of generators, Honda generators, and a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions about landscape power equipment and hurricane preparedness equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295. It's where Old Glory flies 24/7. Find at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road that 165-foot flagpole with American flag flying 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you today. Love to have that dialogue and discussion with you. Sometimes I think that you're sitting in silence and fearful to make a statement. In fact, call in and talk about where you stand and the questions that you have. I believe this time that we cease silence, I believe it's time that we, especially as Christians, come out from under the bed and out of the closet, stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen in this day in which we're living in. We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, our country, our Constitution, and the church. We are today, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, at no other time. We are at a position today. We're in a position today that we've never been in as Americans before. We're awakened today, as we awakened this morning, as you opened your eyes today, as we looked at the sunlight of the bright new day. It's a different America that we're living in. Now, I say that not with joy, not with glee, but with a little trepidation. We're living in a different America, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we sing, God bless America. We say that America is the land of the free and the home of the brave, but there are questions, ladies and gentlemen. The question must be asked and demands to be answered. Are we truly free people today in America? Perhaps you say, well, I can get up and I can do what I want to. No, you can't. Not in America today. Can you go out of your house? Can you go down the street? Can you do your shopping as you normally would do? Can you go into any of the stores that you'd like to go into? The answer to that's no. Why is that so? It's because we live in a totally different United States of America today. We're not truly a free people. I believe we have watched our Bill of Rights eviscerated. We have watched our constitutional liberties absolutely evaporated. We have watched our fundamental foundation of freedom in America absolutely evaporating today, each and every day, more so each and every day, as we allow the tyrants to be in control of our nation. Now, listen very carefully what I'm not saying today. and what I have not said in any of the broadcasts previously, what I do not believe in. I'm not saying that we need to stand up and take up arms today and in a tyrannical fashion or in a fashion that is anti-government, take a stand and try to overthrow the system. I'm not talking about anarchy. I am talking about standing for the liberties and the freedoms that we have in our Bill of Rights that God has given us by our natural rights and by our civil rights codified in our Constitution as constitutional rights. May I say today, ladies and gentlemen, we grew up in America of yesteryear. I did. You did. We grew up in America of yesteryear where we were taught that if you honor God, if you study diligently, if you work hard, we could expect to be able to accomplish whatever we wanted to do so and whatever we desired in life. Multitudes today, ladies and gentlemen, of American citizens have accomplished the highest levels of success because of those philosophies and for those freedoms that we've had in history past. Today, ladies and gentlemen, today America has changed dramatically. So what has changed? What has taken place today that's brought about the, as I call it, the tectonic change? What has taken place all over the globe that we've experienced here in America as I speak? It is nothing less than the Chinese originated, the China created coronavirus. It spread around the globe. It has been weaponized by the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party. The coronavirus has been weaponized. And by that, I simply mean they've used it to shut down our nation, to take away our liberties, to eviscerate our Bill of Rights, and to incarcerate, fine, and intimidate, quarantine human beings that have freedoms in America heretofore. I'm looking at an article that says it's asking a question, where did the coronavirus escape from China? Did it escape from China, from a lab? Here's what the Pentagon says. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley on Tuesday said the U.S. Intelligence Committee has looked hard into rumors that the coronavirus had its origins in China, a Chinese lab, not an open-air market, as widely believed. We don't know where it originated exactly, he goes on to say, but by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the Department of Homeland Security and the Pentagon and others have now in the past few days, past week in particular, they've determined without any reservation that it came out of what they're calling a P4 lab, which is a bioweapons lab in Wuhan, China. And it was created there. It was not something that was a natural pathogen. It was created there. The question stands now, only one question, ladies and gentlemen, was it released accidentally or was it released purposely? That's the question for us to consider. That's the question that our leadership is looking at, in particular those that are concerned. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and the others in the Socialist Marxist Communist Party, they're interested in standing up a shadow government. They're interested in standing up a socialist Marxist communist system of governance in America. They weaponized this virus that has become a pathogen, a plague for all of the world. They weaponized it today, ladies and gentlemen, to control the movement and the being of all Americans. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, to Americans, lockdown versus reopen rights. The novel coronavirus currently working its way through America isn't political, we've been told repeatedly, and doesn't discriminate between Democrats and Republicans. This much is true. But after 2 months of social distancing and government-mandated stay-at-home orders, Americans are increasingly viewing the pandemic and our leaders' response to it through partisan lens. Further in the article, it says, in a survey released earlier this week from the economic U-government, Republicans were roughly four times more supported than Democrats of definitely reopening parks and schools and other businesses and five times more in favor of reopening restaurants and beaches and nearly seven times more in favor of reopening all of the churches. Looking forward, the article says, Democrats have much more pessimistic view about when the economy can safely be allowed to get back to full steam. 68% of Democrats say it would take several months other Democrats said it will take a year or longer before it would be safe to fully reopen our economy nationally. The Democrats, ladies and gentlemen, are seeking to destroy the fundamental economic base in America. They're seeking to absolutely destroy what we have found to be so prevalent in America. And until recent weeks, it was absolutely the envy of every other nation around the globe because of our economic base. This article says, yesterday in an interview with Fox News, Maria Bartiromo, President Trump touched on this debate, saying that he felt to push to keep the country locked down more was a political thing. He continued, you know, if it was left up to some people, let's keep it closed for a long, long time and watch the United States go down the tubes. Trump says, not going to happen. Never going to happen. My watch. End quote. The day before Nancy Pelosi appeared on Morning Joe, where she said she supported the decision by local authorities to extend the stay-at-home order in Los Angeles County by 3 more months. Ladies and gentlemen, they're talking about in California. Some of the counties in California, Los Angeles in particular, they say they're not going to reopen until September. 3 more months. That will make it a 6 months total shutdown, ladies and gentlemen. This article further says, and also the decision by California State University System to cancel all in-person classes even for this fall. The political battle lines have been drawn. Donald Trump and many Republican governors are leading for the reopen rights, while the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and many Democrat governors are part of the full lockdown on the left. The latter group is emphasizing public health and safety, while the former is increasingly focused on America's economic health. The stakes are incredibly high in the terms of lives, jobs, politics. Ultimately, voters will have the final say-so in November for the election. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to get us to understand today is that as we awaken this morning, we are living in a totally different America. It's an America that's under what I call police power, a police state mentality and modality in our nation today. It is a police state mentality that says that we as governing agencies can control you people, you folks that don't have any idea of what you're doing. Here's an article that is by Judge Andrew Napolitano. He says, the article says, the country has gone from a free state to a police state in a period of just 6 weeks. Now, listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano on Thursday warned America is turning into a police state and civil disobedience is on the horizon if governors do not come to their senses and restore our civil liberties, end quote. Further, he says, yesterday the Supreme Court of Wisconsin said to the governor's people, you don't have the authority to lock down. Only the legislature does. And the legislature told us they don't want to lock it down and to can't write your own laws and enforce laws that you have just written. He says that violates the Wisconsin Constitution. And by the way, it violates the American Constitution. And therefore, the lockdown is ended, Napolitano said, as he was interviewed on Tucker Carlson. Further, the article says, I don't expect the same thing to happen in Michigan. But Tucker, the definition of a free state is one where the laws are written to uphold personal liberties, end quote. The definition of a police state is where the laws are written legitimately or not to uphold what the government wants, end quote. All of a sudden, he says in this article, in a period of 6 weeks, we've gone from a free state, this is happening in all 50 states, turning to police states, end quote. Quote, the example you just cited in Michigan is volitive, not only in Michigan's law, but in Michigan's Constitution, but the United States Constitution as well. Can't take his livelihood, talking about Governor Whitmer, can't take his livelihood away from him because he spoke out against her. That's what the fascists did, and that's what we fought against in World War II. Quote, Civil disobedience is probably the next step in America if the governors do not come to their sensible senses and reason, because the authority that they are enacting is absolutely illegitimate and unconstitutional. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been my focus for the past 2 months on this broadcast. That's what I have talked about over and over and over on this broadcast. Let me say for your edification, once again, if you've not heard me state it before, for a law to become a law, there must be legislative debate in the House and the Senate of any of the 50 states. In that legislative debate over a particular bill, it must then go through committees and subcommittees. And if it goes through the committees and subcommittees and it is successful in passing those committees and subcommittees, then it goes on the floor. It's voted on, and if it passes with a majority vote, then it becomes a bill that is put on the governor's desk in any state, signed by the governor. If it is signed by the governor, it becomes law. If that does not happen, ladies and gentlemen, it is not law. It is simply a suggestion. It is simply a wish list. It is simply a desire on the part of the governor or the mayors of our cities across and states across America. We find it antithetical to anything that would be called a free people. When you have wannabe tyrants, as I call them, making decisions, coming up with rules and regulations that are antithetical to our constitutional rights and privileges. Ladies and gentlemen, America had the world's most thriving economy, had the businesses were open and thriving. Unemployment was the lowest in American history. Income for every citizen was up. Hope was at the highest, and every church across America was still free to worship and to proclaim the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But today, ladies and gentlemen, a vastly different America is where we live. A vastly different America. We see the tyrannical actions of a state police system. We see the fiat rules and the regulations that are now being enforced against churches and businesses. And ladies and gentlemen, it's antithetical to what we know as a free nation. Here's an article that simply says analysis and opinion. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. That was Benjamin Franklin in 1706 to 1790. This article says, one of my Fox colleagues recently sent me an email, attachment of a painting of the framers signing the Constitution of the United States. Except in this version of that scene, George Washington, who presided at the Constitutional Convention, looks at James Madison, who was the scriver of the Constitution or the Convention, and said, none of these count if people get sick, right? Because he says that now in pun. Listen, in these days of state governors issuing daily decrees promoting to criminalize the exercise of our personal freedoms, the words put in Washington's mouth are only mildly amusing. Had Washington actually asked such a question, Madison, of all people, would likely have responded, no, this document protects our natural rights at all times, under all circumstances, end quote. Further, the article says, thus freedom can only be taken away when government proves fault at a jury trial. This protection is called the procedural due process, and it, too, is guaranteed in the Constitution. This article further says, of what value, listen, ladies and gentlemen, of what value is a constitutional guarantee if it can be violated when people get sick? If it can, it's not a guarantee. It's a fraud. Stated differently, a constitutional guarantee is only as valuable and reliable as the fidelity to the Constitution of those whose hands we have reposed it for safekeeping, end quote. Further, the article states, because the folks in government, with very few exceptions, suffer from what St. Augustine called the lust to dominate, when they're confronted with the age-old cash or personal liberty, clash of personal liberty versus government forces, they will nearly always come down on the side of force. How did they get away with this? By scaring the daylights out of us, this article says. I never thought I'd see in my lifetime, though our ancestors saw it in every generation. In America today, we have a government of fear. Machiavelli offered that men obey rather when they fear you than when they love you. Sadly, he was right, and the government in America knows this too well. This writing further states, this is not a novel or an arcane argument. This is fundamental American law. Yet it is being violated right before our eyes by the very human beings we have elected to uphold it. And each of them, every governor, interfering with the freedom to make one's own choice, has taken an express oath to comply with our Constitution. You want to bring the family to visit Grandma? Question. You want to engage in mutually beneficial, totally voluntary commercial transaction? Question mark. You want to go to work? Question. You want to worship? Question. These are all now prohibited in 1/3 of the United States of America today. What is the nature of freedom? It's an unassailable natural guarantee and claim against all others, including the government. Stated differently, it is your unconditional right to think as you wish, to say what you wish, to publish what you say, to associate with whomsoever you wish to be with, no matter what the number, the worship or not, to worship or not, to defend yourself, to own and use property as you see fit, to travel where you wish, to purchase from a willing seller, and to be left alone, and to do all of this without governmental permission slip being granted. What is the nature of government? It is the negation of freedom. It is a monopoly of force in the designated geographical area. When elected officials fear that their base is slipping, they will feel the need to do something, anything, and that will let them claim to be enhancing safety. Trampling liberty works for the odious people purpose. Hence, a decree commanding obedience, promising safety, and threatening punishment if not obedience. These decrees, issued by those who have no legal authority to issue them, enforced by cops who hate what they're being made to do, destructive to the freedoms that our forebears shed oceans of blood to preserve, and crushing economic prosperity by violating the laws of supply and demand, should be rejected by an outraged populace and challenged in court by every citizen. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that succinctly summarized the thinking of where we are in America today. I believe it succinctly gave us insight and information as to what is truly taking place. That's the reason I've said Nancy Pelosi and the socialist Marxists on the left, every blue state governor, every blue state mayor, every city mayor that's of the Democratic Socialist Marxist Party, they are the ones today that's trying to further enforce the lockdown on our citizens and the destruction of our economic base in the United States of America and destroy our religious liberties of freedom of religion and the freedom of speech. Ladies and gentlemen, we have awakened this morning to a brand new, totally different America. We've awakened to an America that we've not henceforth known. We've awakened to a nation and a system that we've not henceforth been confronted by. We need to wake up and understand where we're going. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a 1-minute break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll continue. Let's face the issues, our country, our Constitution, and our church.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.